Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how, through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Good morning. This is Pastor Stephen Palmer, Executive Director of Neighbors of Hope, and with men from our Men's Ministry Center once again on this third Sunday of Advent. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good.
Sir.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
We are in charge, so I got to call you that.
Well, the question is, how are you doing, Pastor?
So far, so good. So far, so good. Yes.
Great.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, this time of year, right? I mean, for those of us who are believers, there's this, I think, elevation and spirit. You know, sometimes we call it the Christmas spirit or whatever.
Sure. Pretty heavy in here, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We can feel it.
Yeah, so that's, yeah, trying to allow that to envelop me. I mean,
Well, you're sitting with Santa. So I'll give it that.
There you go. Okay, on this third Sunday of Advent, one of the lectionary readings comes from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 61, which will sound familiar to our listening audience. It's also what Jesus, Luke has Jesus say in chapter 4 when he begins his ministry. Right? But I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's verses 1 through 11, but there are a couple key verses I'd like to pull out of that pericope so that we can discuss. And Isaiah 61:1 begins, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion." All right, and I'm going to skip down to verse 8. "For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them." Verse 10, "I will greatly rejoice in my Lord."
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you think of that scripture, I mean, you get the idea. Isaiah in the Israelites are going through some pretty rough times, right? Back in the day, I mean, we're talking close to the Babylonian exile and things of that nature. But they're being oppressed. And yet, I think in light of Advent, there's a certain underlying hope in there, isn't there? I mean, there's flat out says, you know, God's on our side. It doesn't look like it. Right? We look out into the world and we may be oppressed in some nature. Right? Things aren't going, we know, things aren't going the way our God intended them to go. Right? In other words, if you went back to earlier writing of Isaiah, you know, chapter 11, it's about the peaceable kingdom, right? There'll come a time where we talk about the lion and the lamb lay together, right? You know, a child will play with a cobra snake and not get bit. And it's this vision of a future that parallels what God's vision for God's creation has always been. Okay, it is Advent. We're preparing ourselves, expecting the coming of the Christ child. That we can celebrate that hope, that fulfillment has come into the world, right? Already here, not yet fully realized.
Big part of it is right where we're at today is that particular statement that is not realized.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
And so we have to be diligent on sustaining our hope, and that's kind of what this season's really about. That's
right.
Certainly what Neighbors of Hope is about, right? And at the same time, we have to be actively engaged in advancing that vision.
That's Neighbors of Hope, too.
Yeah. That's what we do as believers. And, You know, it reinvigorates us this time of year.
Yep.
I mean, we talk about the spirit of Christmas, right? That's that reality, that visionary reality.
Yeah, we show our love for others. It's easy for us because we're part of it.
Yeah. And so we live our lives in expectation, right? Or in anticipation. We live our lives today as if it was already fulfilled, right? And so we can think in terms of if we think is there war in heaven? Then why do we practice it here? Mm-hmm. It mentions, is there, hate in heaven? No, why would we practice it here, right? Is there wrongdoing, thievery, bribery, all those things? There's none of that there.
None of that.
And so we should live our lives as if we were already there.
Perfect. Yep.
Type thing. Yep. Right. And we all know that's easier said than done.
Yeah.
So, any other thoughts on that particular?
Well, that's what this place is about, is to give somebody that opportunity to get on that bandwagon, see the other side, participate in the other side.
Yeah.
And learn and grow from it, because that's what we do here.
Yeah. Yeah.
We show them how to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give them love and support.
And
while
they're
doing it.
And in the radical hospitality of Jesus. And what I mean by that is we don't force it, right? I mean,
no.
Jesus, when he was walked, I mean, he shared it with everybody, right? The good, the bad, the ugly, that type of thing. Didn't matter. Not everybody said yes. But he knew what his identity was. And I think as Neighbors of Hope, you know, our identity is to be as Christ-like as we possibly can. And, you know, I like to tell people, you know, there's that old saying that was attributed to St. Francis of Assisi. Preach the gospel always. When necessary, use words. You know, so it's in our actions.
Encouragement would be a big thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Yep.
So here we are on this third Sunday of Advent. You know? Boy, I don't know about you guys, but this month has just flown by, hasn't it?
It's came by us quick, that's for sure.
You know, yeah. But what a joy it is to finally have our men's ministry center up and running, right?
And being able to celebrate with our... The plans we have for Christmas Day is...
Yeah, with our guests.
Yeah, going to be something.
How about you? How have you enjoyed your time with us so far?
There's times I am lost for words because of where I was before I ended up finding out about it being open.
Right.
That was just fresh information to me because I was looking for a place that would be able to help me and get inside with a roof over my head. And
right. Right.
It does definitely have structure, and you have responsibilities that you're part of the program.
Yeah.
So, and being part of the pantry and all that, helping out with that more, that's really, really interesting. The camaraderie, I guess you would say, and then also the other people in their involvement in that I've met so far. And there's some that I haven't met yet.
Yeah.
And wonderful people, everybody involved with the ministry and other parts, the blessings and more, and the donations and the pantry, all that. That's a wonderful thing.
Makes you feel good, though.
Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to throw in is that you were talking about the oppression, and this time of year is, it's like the balance. And some people are going through maybe a depression.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And whatever reason it is, if the family, friends, there's a disconnect somewhere. But I'm not going to judge anybody because I have my own disconnects with things. I'm trying to reconnect while I'm here with some things and kind of find myself as well. And just remember what the holiday is all about. It's not just about a gift or anything like that, a present. It's about why we celebrate Christmas, what it is really, truly about. And it is about the birth of Jesus.
Yeah, the light came into the world and the darkness could not overcome it.
Well said, buddy.
You know, we call it the reason for the season. It's it's the incarnation of God who we talked for when we were on the air. You know, comes to us as this babe who is completely powerless, dependent, and that's not our normal image of a powerful God, right? Type thing. But yet he's the one that shows the way on how you can live in the midst of a very oppressed, suffering reality, right? The world. I mean, in that day,
he lived.
Yeah, in the Roman Empire. He was a poor
grew up as a boy
family.
And went through all of that.
Yep. Yeah. And then the hope that we hear coming out of Isaiah is the hope that we hear coming out of Jesus, is the hope that we proclaim this year and try to live every day in our lives. In a sense, the victory's been won. And we celebrate that, and we do renew our own spirits in this time of year, every year, because once Christmas comes, the next 364 here, we've got to do some work. But I really appreciate you bringing up the depression, right? Because that's, I think the depression kind of falls under some of the oppression, right?
Even those who are not homeless, problems this time of the year.
Yeah, exactly.
They have everything.
Right.
But deep down inside, there's something going on.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And so our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody.
Oh, yeah. Right, absolutely.
Who's experiencing that. We don't want to be naive and overzealous in our joy of the hope that's been proclaimed. But be filled with compassion, because that's part of the season as well.
That's part of who we are, too.
Yeah.
Compassionate.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're definitely going through any issues, talk to your pastor, your priest, or someone in the church, connect with them, and like I said, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just suggesting, if you're going through a rough time, it may be a good thing to talk to a friend or somebody from the church.
Yeah. We got a couple more minutes. You got something you want
to share? Yeah, I think we all have to remember too, we come here because we're broken. We're homeless.
Yep.
We're we come here from a troubled world, troubled lives. We're the oppressed. We've been the oppressors at one time. Okay. Let's just truth to transparency. We have to remember that we lay our lives down under the care of God. Okay, that's the way it's written, but now it's under the care of God as we understand him. But I go under the belief that Jesus saved me. I was a wretch.
We all are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And when I came here, a lot of people opened their hearts and their minds to me and showed me real love.
Absolutely.
Okay. And the Neighbors of Hope brought me a new life, but also bowing down and giving control to God.
Yep.
And really wanting to change me. Okay. It's been a blessing, because not just with me, it's been my marriage that's coming together. It's been relationships with my children. It's been we are going to go through the troubles in life every day. We're still got the oppressors out there, we were talking about before. We go back to the day when we grew up, the morals aren't there, the values of family's not there, and look at all the struggles, the wars, but we have to, just just give it to him, man, and just let him handle it and let him deal with it and just relax a little bit. Everybody's in a hurry nowadays to just go, go, go.
Yeah.
And so to kind of wrap up here, right? I mean, we love what you're saying, and I think we summarized going, do we really trust God? All right? If God says, if the scripture says God's on my side, right, as the poor or the captive, right, that whole list, if I really trust that, that frees me. There's the liberation, because now I don't have to, you know, be full of fear and anxieties on trying to control everything in my environment anymore.
We definitely live that.
Yeah.
Just getting this building open.
Yeah.
We know what side the Lord is with us.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate you joining us on this week's edition of Roommate Flesh. Until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our donation and recycling center, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.